happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
Small and white, clean and bright, you look happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, bless my home and forever.
Channel Radio.
Oh, were you all singing out there? Did you realise that we've played that in honour of our guest today on Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk on this marvellous, sunny, bright, flower-like day? Sasha McDonald is in the house, the Bacch Flower Remedy Specialist. Hello, Sasha.
Well, hello.
But we must not forget our dear and wonderful and most treasured woman in the world, Jan Mulligan.
I do hate it when she pauses halfway through that. I just wonder what she's going to say next. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Well, yes, you are tuned in to channelradio.co.uk. Of course, the show of health and well-being, Who Cares Wins. Not Who Dares, as some people are starting to talk about us from an SAS point of view. And we are nowhere. We don't look like Lewis Collins or, God rest his soul, but anyone really to do with the SAS. I
love
don't
to
think
be
I'm threatening.
To do SAS, but no.
No.
It's not going to happen.
It's not coming. No, it's not. So, yes, we are Who Cares Wins. You look after yourself, look after your employees, look after your organisation, look after your home, your family. Everyone is a winner. I'm into hot chocolate mode now. Talking of hot chocolate, it's beginning to look a lot like
she's
Christmas.
Off again.
I have to say that word just to wind Jan up. Yeah, so, welcome, listeners.
There's two of us on this side of the studio.
I know.
Christmas
get me,
doesn't
you?
Start yet. That's a very good reason.
They're going to get me, listener. I know. And we've had a tweet already. In fact, there's a few tweets going on out there talking about us, which is fantastic. Hello to Carol Macy, Take the Rainbow, who was a lovely guest a couple of weeks back. And Donald MacDonald. I don't know who he is. Some strange guy. I've never heard of him. And, of course, we have a new listener and a new follower. So welcome, Jean-Manuel, and I hope I've pronounced that correctly, of Squared Frames, at Squared Frames. And as you've guessed, he makes bespoke frames for mirrors, pictures. And I met him. You met him as well, didn't you,
yes,
Jan, at the marvellous Faversham Tweet-Up mm-hmm. at Brogdale Courtyard Cafe this morning. Mm-hmm. And Sasha was there. And those delightful mince pies we had. Mm-mm-mm. Freebie. I like freebies. Anyone want to donate anything to Who Cares Wins any Monday afternoon, just want to drop it on by Hagland's Farm, any freebies, I will welcome them.
Doesn't have to be food-related.
Yum. Well, I do like food.
Well, yes.
Yes.
But, you know,
doesn't
car.
Have to be.
You know,
a car. Well, a Land Rover. So, yes, welcome, welcome. Thank you very much, Emma and Kay at the Courtyard Cafe at Brogdale Farm. That's fantastic to see them again. And they really do look after us there. So if you haven't been to the Courtyard Cafe at Brogdale Farm in Faversham, I do highly recommend it,
yeah.
Especially the mince pies and the bucket of cappuccino that I had as well. We have a fabulous show about this Bacch Flower Remedy, Sasha. You're going to tell us all about it. And I understand you have, I can see over there, you have maybe some examples.
I do.
That I maybe have a bit of a swig later on in the show.
Of course you may. Yep, they're in all sorts of different forms today.
Jan, so. I heard Jan asking you earlier if you had one that could calm me down.
Please,
I don't know why she said that, listener, at all.
I'm not sure on that one. No, I do. I absolutely do.
Is Edelweiss used at all? Is that flower?
Sadly not, but actually I agree with Jan that I think it should be part of the honorary collection for Christmas.
We really need to,
because it just works so well.
Will you have
it?
A word?
I shall. Good. I'm sure there must be some in the powers that be.
Great.
That can do something about
it. We'll leave that in your capable hands. So welcome, listener. We have minutes flash by. We try and get so much packed into the show. So without further ado, Sasha McDonald, please do tell our listeners a little bit, first of all, about how you came into working with Batch. Because I want to call it Bach. Because it's actually spelled B-A-C-H. My musical head on, I want to say Bach Flower Remedies. But it's not, is it? It's Batch Flower Remedies. What brought you to this? Did you just come across them one day in the middle of a field?
Fell across my door. Really, what happened was way back in the 1850s when I was 19, 20.
You don't look a day over 21.
That's the polyfiller in the bulldog clip. But it's really what happened when I was late teens, early 20s. I hit a massive raft of panic attacks,
right,
and anxiety issues and all kinds of things. And I discovered Rescue Remedy.
Oh, yes.
Now, Rescue Remedy is the thing that most people are aware of. They're fairly in tune with seeing it in the shops. It's the kind of the bright yellow label that people use a lot before driving tests or exams to calm you down, help keep you all nice and calm.
Yes.
So I started using that and it worked and that was lovely and didn't really think any more of it about the remedies. Mm. Carried on as before. And then sort of, I think probably into the 2000s, that's when I really did hit some mental health issues. I was diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder.
Oh, right.
And clinical depression, as well as other anxiety disorders.
All at the same time? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that was a fun year.
Oh, you poor thing. I need to give you a hug.
Oh, thank you. Lovely. And that's when I began to realise, there's more than just a Rescue Remedy out there. And I began to investigate all the different ones that are available. And there's 38 of them, not just
38
five.
Rescue Remedies.
kind of, yes. 38 separate little remedies.
Wow.
Five of which go to make the Rescue Remedy. But the rest are actually all there to cover any kind of emotional issue, no matter what it is. And that really blew me away. So I started investigating more.
Yes.
About how they can work and what they can do for us. And at the same time, I started training in counselling and then went on to train in coaching.
Right. So of course, it all links together.
That's right.
Yes. And I mean, I know you a little bit more from, we've met through Tweet Ups and the marvellous networking that I'm so passionate about.
Absolutely.
And of course, we also talked about maybe some collaboration in the future and working together.
Absolutely.
And I know that you have a varied background, do you not?
Yes.
It's not necessarily all to do with, you know, you haven't necessarily come to counselling because of working in mental health. You've got other wonderful skill sets, haven't you?
Well, I mean, I certainly have got a varied background. That is very certainly true.
Do I get Gold Star Award, Jan?
jury's out. I want to hear what this varied background is, and then I'll let you know.
Well, it kind of stems from everything to do with an in-theatre makeup artist to IT trainer to classroom assisting to interim management and everything in between.
I can see how they can link together as one business, actually.
You see? Exactly.
That's what worries us about you, though. The fact that you can see that.
I'm with Angela on this. I've got a scanner.
I've got a friend, listener. I've got a friend. Finally, someone on my planet. Did you
Definitely.
Land? Is that your spaceship outside
it
the car
park? But we can go for a run later.
Yeah,
it's great.
Great stuff. It's... Mine's the bright orange one.
Excellent. With the green bits around the end.
Listener, please save me.
Yes, yeah. So very varied.
Very varied. Indeed.
And of course, the IT industry itself can bring a lot of stress because of the actual technology. And
massively
so were you... With IT, were you teaching it? Was it you were?
Ooh, yes, I was. Okay. I was working with a group of people to put together teaching courses for people who wanted to go back to work, and they had been out of work for a long time. And our job was to not only teach them the IT and the software and using it, it's to bring up their confidence. And
so of course,
exactly. And so I began to realise that.
So
all
were
the
you sort of going, "Here, I have this little bottle," and you know.
If I thought about it, then I wish I had.
In a brown paper bag. Oh dear, that's another show completely.
Exactly. Sadly not, no, but that would have been fun.
Oh.
It just became obvious that all the way through everything I was doing was all about making people feel a lot better about themselves.
Indeed.
And training them and teaching them how to carry that on, not just relying on one person to do it for them.
Yes, so. And that whole, a lot of our theme is very much about the listener taking responsibility Absolutely. For themselves, whether it be the employer encouraging their employees or you yourself at home, just one woman band or one man band. Mm. So very much about what can I do? Mm. And you were saying to us earlier before we came on air in our green room mm-hmm. that it's also something that you personally were having, you were taking some of these and noticing the effect that it was having
Absolutely.
On your well-being and your approach and your outlook, etc. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Particularly when I hit rock bottom because I went through a nervous breakdown in the middle of the 2000s. And it was the remedies that were partly due to the recovery from that. I still very much think that orthodox medicine is important.
And sorry, I was thinking I heard some noise. It's like somebody's phoning, but it's next door. It's like,
yeah,
we have a caller.
Like four. It was very important to me to embody both the orthodox medicine and the complementary and the alternative, because I think they all have a part to play.
Yes, indeed.
And I know some people like to sort of segregate them, and that's absolutely fine. Sure. I'm not here in judgment of anything. My job is to work the best way I feel for people. And for me, that's using everything that's on offer to us. You know, I mean, medicine really has made huge strides. And I think it has, all three have a part to play together.
Indeed.
I think that's where they're strongest. Indeed.
And that's the true holistic approach that absolutely. We're very passionate about, whether it's to do with the physical aspect or the mental aspect or all of it together. Because as people know, I'm very passionate about the mind and body connection and the whole, you know, there's a clue that your head's on top of this thing yes. underneath and it's connected. It's not sort of like, I'll just take my head off and put that in the cupboard overnight and just deal with the body. Pardon?
Not words or gummage then?
No.
Put a different hat on.
No. You my secrets. You're getting my secrets out, Jan.
You get your tickets.
That raises a really useful point.
I put my head in the cupboard overnight. You heard it here, listener.
I'm going to move swiftly on from that one.
Please do.
but it was more about when you said that the mind affects the physical. And that's one of the massive things that we're taught and that we learn with the Batch Flower remedies is they found a big name for it, which is psychoneuroimmunology, which I'm sure you'll use all the time.
Say that again slowly.
Psychoneuroimmunology.
Right, okay. Mm. I'm going to test you, listener, later on, see if you remember. Can we shorten that? There must be an acronym in there, Jan, somewhere.
Shall we get one?
Yeah, let's make one up. Okay. Maybe we can have some tweets. Anyone suggest any acronyms? Tweet us in. Mm. Okay.
And that's all about how as you're explaining to us, it's all about how the mind and the thoughts and the feelings affect our physical health.
Mm.
So although the remedies, which we'll sort of talk about in a while, the remedies work on the emotions, the emotions then have a knock-on effect to the physical. So I think it is quite a holistic therapy. Mm.
And may I, before we move on, I'd like to play a particular piece of music that I've been dying to play all day, and Jan promised I could. I've been a good girl, apparently. She's going to let me play it. But there is a link, listener, to the Batch Flower Remedies, and we're going to talk about why afterwards. But before we go, can we just explain to our listener, Sasha, please? Because I'm a Martian often. I land on this earth on a Monday afternoon about 2:30 and I park my spaceship outside. What is a batch flower remedy? You said it's for this rescue remedy, this bottle. So I'm assuming a liquid of some description. Is it pressed flowers or what goes in it? Or is it a secret?
You're not far off, actually. No, it's not a secret, not at all. One of the big things about the flower remedies is transparency in all things. So the remedies themselves...
So they're clear.
They
are. Boom, boom. Sorry. Carry on, listener.
Sorry. each remedy out of the 38, each one is a separate flower, which is harvested from either a tree or a floral plant itself. And that is then put into some spring water. This is a very specific way that they do this in a place called the Batch Centre in Oxfordshire.
In Oxfordshire,
okay. Yeah, and that's kind of the hub of a lot of batch activity and learning. It's not the only place, but it's one of them.
Right.
And they make most of the remedies there. And the remedies, the flowers are put in the water. This then pulls the essence of the flower, the energy of the flower, the parts of that into the water. That water is then preserved. And so for each of the 38 remedies is a separate plant, covering separate emotions and how we respond differently. So this water is then preserved with grape alcohol, also known as brandy. marvellous.
The eyes have gone big and buggy now. That's Angela's eyes, by the way, folks.
Oh, I was going to say, it probably could be mine as well.
I can't try them then because I've got to drive.
Well, funny you should say that. There's two options, maybe three. One is that you can get the alcohol-free range of remedies.
Okay,
where
good.
Where the same water is preserved using glycerin or cider vinegar.
Right.
Or if you want, you can still use the brandy preserver one. That's not a problem because we did talk about this, didn't we? We worked out what the ratio was.
And that's detail, Sasha, I'm afraid. I don't go that level, but I was intrigued.
The upshot is you'd have to take 2,000 tiny drops of each remedy to get the equivalent of a pub measure of brandy.
Okay.
So
that's
sadly,
a lot.
as each dose is just 4 drops and you only take 4 doses a day, it's going to take you 3 months to get to drink enough to be a pub
now
measure.
Now, there's a
brandy.
Challenge.
RSI, get counting out the drops before you get any kind of hit.
I would. I don't have to talk to Jan. Jan, I've got RSI, help. So I did interrupt you. So
no,
they're making this, yes, they use then a preservative such
right.
as
that
brandy.
Can be brandy or it can be a non-alcoholic one. And then those are put into individual bottles and they're the ones that we see for sale on shelves in Boots and Superdrug and supermarkets
and
all
any
kinds
reputable
of places.
Chemists out
Indeed.
There. Yes.
And health food shops.
And health food,
sort of
okay.
And those are the remedies that you then can either take singly or you can mix them together up to about 6, 7 or 8 into a separate bottle for your own bespoke treatment.
And that's what you do, isn't
that's
it? I'm
do.
Pointing now,
yes.
And I can point, so I will, that you do this blending, which we're
that's
going to talk
right.
about a little more detail,
blend.
Aren't we? Yeah, do
yes.
your magical mixing pot.
Yes,
yes.
Exactly. Yes.
Can I play it yet, Jan? Can I?
I think you're going to anyway.
We are, aren't
you
we?
Are
and are you ready, listener, to have a great sing-along with the rest of us in this studio? Because it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas.
Channel Radio.
It's certainly getting there because there's lots of Christmas trees going up. And so I had to play that because I've been singing it all week, every day, every moment. And those that were at the Faversham Tweet Up were probably, they were sort of invited in the door. I was a bit like one of those censor Father Christmases that when the door goes...
She was. The door opened, Angela would leap to her feet and sing the first few lines for like every single visitor that arrived.
The reason, listener, I couldn't sing anymore so I didn't know the rest of the words. So Bing Crosby there does it in a far, far better way. And on a more important note, you're listening to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk with the marvellous Sasha McDonald talking to us about the batch flower remedies. And all joking aside, that wonderful word, Christmas... When we say that, our listeners may well be like, that word, and it sets off all sorts of thoughts and stress, which is probably one of the emotions. Me, it's excitement, and I'm a big kid. And so batch flower remedies, one of the ways in which can help people is in relation to mood changes and our state. If
absolutely.
That's right.
Yes.
And
I
so
agree.
Actually, all joking aside, helping with Christmas.
They do. They really are kind of like a little cupboard of allies just there for you if you get to the point where you can't cope anymore. Usually the best way to use them in terms of Christmas and stressful times is almost preemptive.
Uh-huh.
So prevention is often better than cure.
So start now.
Ideally,
yeah.
If you can, that would really help because we go through so many things at this time of year. Even if we're excited, even if we're looking forward to it,
yeah.
There's still things, the Christmas stress. There's still things about coping with families.
Yeah.
There's still things about money stress. There's still things about Christmas shopping. There's all kinds of things that
presents. Lots of presents.
Yes, it's lovely to have lots of presents.
Did you see, I was looking at Jan then. Yeah, no
so,
clue, Jan.
So, Sasha, if next year round. June time.
Yes.
I just slipped the odd drop into Angela's tea.
Sadly, I can't. I wish I could say just to that, but you have to have their permission. It's an ethics thing.
All joking aside, I was asked what I was on this morning.
Well, that's true. Your energy levels are so amazing.
Oh,
they really are.
I just said I'm on a chair.
Them.
You know, yeah. It's pretty obvious. But anyway, so there's a list. I noted you had a list of things that they can help with in relation to Christmas.
Yes, exactly.
And you had a lovely list there, which can I ask you just for our listeners, just to run through that quickly, because I'm sure there's something on there that all of our listeners would be able to resonate with.
Well, it's interesting because I wrote down quite a few myself, and I actually asked my son, who's 20.
Hello, son.
Hello, son. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Welcome. I asked him what he found the most stressful about this time of year because although he's
he
young,
didn't
you
say
know,
you, did he?
He knows better. Than I've trained him well.
Oh, good girl.
And his response was coping with the work level at Christmas because he's in retail.
Of course.
And yes. These days, to be in retail at Christmas is immense pressure.
Yeah.
So anybody working through this time, it just gets more and more frenetic.
It does.
So that went on the list. And I asked my other half, Donald. And
oh, that's who he is.
That's the one.
Not Gordon.
A.K.A. Gordon.
Hello,
man.
Gordon, Donald, Graham. He's had various names this morning.
He does. Yes, he has, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He does very well. His main thing was status anxiety. And it actually ramps up people's...
What do you mean by status anxiety? I'm running around with all sorts in my head now.
I'm not surprised. It was for him, when he said status anxiety, he suddenly felt a huge pressure to compare himself to other people at this time of year, or at least is aware of other people that do that in what he does for a living.
Which is, can we talk about him too, briefly?
Of course you can, yes.
Very briefly.
He's a very powerful coach and an extremely powerful productivity expert. So if you've got to the point in your life where you're completely stuck...
He needs to come on the show.
Overwhelmed. He knows his stuff.
Go get him, Jan.
Yeah, he's the man to talk to if you are in over your head with...
But you're right, status, in the sense of this comparison, which I think in society generally, it's not just, you know, certain individuals. We are very much about, I label myself as a coach or a trainer or an ergonomist, but then somebody else along the lines is maybe doing something similar. Oh, am I missing a trick? Yeah, you know, exactly. So there is that sort of society pressure.
There is, that, and I think at this time of year,
and then of course you, Christmas. You know, exactly. Have you bought the biggest present?
Exactly. You know, have you made the biggest lunch? Have you done the best lunch? Have you given the best Christmas?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who you are. There's a comparison stress. There.
Have I bought my wife the biggest best Christmas exactly. present ever, Donald?
Exactly. Yes, I didn't like to say it, but you said it for me. Okay, so that's fine.
You can pay me later, Sasha.
Thank you. In remedies.
Cool. Lovely.
So Christmas shopping. Oh, Christmas shopping itself. Whether it's food, whether it's presents, all kinds of things. And one of the other things, although it's stressful, on one hand, a lot of other people have to deal with loneliness.
Yes.
And depression and isolation at Christmas.
And a sense of loss.
Absolutely.
Because often this time of year, there can be people that do pass on. And there's a memory of loss.
Exactly.
Because either they went at this time of year or the new year, or it's just a general, as you say, that normally I'd be celebrating Christmas with my loved one, and he or she is not here anymore.
Yes. And
so coming back to the actual remedies, how do they actually help then with, for example, coming up to Christmas, you're saying that, you know, prevention is better than cure. So maybe I should start. Is it so many drops in my drink every day for so many days? Or is it just when I want it? Or how does it work?
It can work. The joy of the remedies are that they are so flexible. So there's a lot to choose from, I will agree. But the easiest thing to do is to grab a simple book, which I've got some recommended reading here that I can put on my website, on your website.
Good girl.
If people
recommended
are interested.
Reading, that takes you back to college days.
Yes. I'm
You're going
to
give me an exam
that,
now.
So you can always, they're very simple, just to read through for what each one can help you with,
right.
And pick your own. So it's up to you. People can either choose their own and blend them themselves,
right.
Or they can come and see somebody like me. Who can help them figure out how they're feeling and what they need. So it depends on what each person wants. The best way of doing it is to think, how am I feeling today? How have I been feeling this week?
Right.
It's not so much about how have I felt for the last year or the last month.
Oh, right.
It really is, how are you feeling
in this
here and now?
Moment.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's in a funny kind of way, it's quite connected to mindfulness.
Yes.
So it asks you to really stop for a second and think, how am I actually feeling here? Okay, there may be issues with physical problems.
Mm.
There might be a problem with physical illnesses or treatments that you're going through. But the batch remedies deal with the emotional side of what it is that you're coping with.
Mm.
So if somebody comes into me that has asthma or IBS, I won't necessarily treat the asthma or the IBS. I will ask them, how are you coping and how are you feeling about the asthma you've got?
I see.
How are you feeling about the IBS you've got? And then their response to that will help me work together with them and collaborate to pick the remedies that they will need.
Right.
So the batch remedies are great if you start realising that you know your stress levels will go up at this time of year, or if you know that you're going to be lonely, or if you're fearing the grief that will get bigger. Then there are certain remedies that you can take that will, how they work is that they kind of work like internal Reiki or internal acupuncture, just without the needles, obviously.
I had that last week. In fact, it wasn't ouch. I didn't even know she'd put
wonderful.
It in, did I, Jan?
It's
Jan
so
wanted
clever.
It to hurt. She was like, stab her, stab
you don't
her.
You have a bigger needle than that.
Exactly.
So yes, it's a smooth liquid. There's no sharpness to it.
Yes, exactly. It's preserved water. And the essence of each plant is very strong vibration within each bottle.
Okay.
It's vibrational medicine in the same way that Reiki is and acupuncture
yes,
is.
Yes.
And
so it could work as a complement to if someone was having
Absolutely.
Reiki, or
of course,
would you
yes.
even suggest sometimes they could have the
I
Reiki alongside it?
I would do, because particularly with thought field therapy, the TFT tapping.
The tapping?
Tap. Yes,
oh,
the
yes.
tapping.
Jane Unsworth.
Yes,
hello,
exactly.
Jane. Is
Jane
she Unsworth. Listening?
Hello, Jane. Quite often practitioners recommend that there's some remedies are used after that treatment to maintain the state that they've now created.
Oh, I see. Oh,
so
right.
It's very useful. The remedies will sort of gently wash away any negative feelings you've got and allow you to replace them with your own personality, but the positive side of your personality.
Yeah.
So it won't change you into somebody you're not, but it will allow who you are naturally, positively to come
through.
So I
can't become Angelina Jolie or something like
that. If you're naturally meant to be, then you never know.
Or a
Although
monkey.
I think we're
pretty
close,
show,
actually. You know, you're out there doing Lara Croft, frankly.
Yeah, yeah. As Brad's outside waiting to take me home. So coming back to, I just want to touch on this blending aspect.
Okay. Yeah.
That there's a potential then for either I could buy one of those, and then blend it all myself? And yes, is there any risk in, you shouldn't really blend that with that, or does it not matter?
Good question.
Or is it better to seek advice from, say, yourself? Mm-hmm. And I have this vision now of me sitting around this little witch's pot and blending away, and then Sasha comes in and says, no.
Stop. The best way to start with the remedies is to go out and find out a bit more about them.
Sure. And you would be probably a better person than maybe a book? Personally?
It depends on the person. If they like to chat through things, or if they like to read things on websites, great. Yeah, come and have a look at my website. Fantastic. There's a couple of others as well that they can check out if they'd like to.
Okay. We'll come back to websites and that bit later.
Yeah. Okay. But there are some great books as well. So by all means, there's all sorts of ways you can find out about them. I would say the one thing I love about the remedies is that you can't go wrong. The only thing that you can get wrong with a remedy is that it just won't have any effect. So they're not toxic. You can't overdose with them. You can take them with any kind of medication. You can take them with any kind of food or drink.
Right.
You can take them during any kind of medical treatment, any time of day or night. And you can't take too many. It's impossible to overdose.
Please, miss, may I ask a question?
Of course you can.
Would you need to advise your GP if you were taking any of them?
I would. That's the one thing I was going to suggest afterwards. Okay. The only reason
I read your mind. Did you?
You
that?
Did. It was impressive.
Is that clever?
It was impressive.
I have powers, Jan.
Blue moment. Blue line go across there. The thing I would suggest is most of the ones that people buy are preserved in brandy.
Okay.
If you have a sensitivity to alcohol, yes. If you are a recovering alcoholic, or for any reason, religious or otherwise,
yes,
you shouldn't have an intake of alcohol. Please bear that in mind.
Yes.
It might be worth chatting to your GP about it. The other option is that you go for the alcohol-free versions,
yes,
which are just as valuable.
And I'm being very, possibly very stupid in this question, but I'll ask it. Maybe there's a listener that's on my wavelength. Is it very obvious on the bottle if it's alcohol-free versus the other one?
Yes, I think it is. It is. I mean, usually you have to specifically go and buy the alcohol-free ones from the batch centre,
right,
or another outlet. They're not readily
not
available
so commonly
on the shelves.
On the shelves.
They're
not. Okay,
that's right. There's only a few select ones on the shelves. It's not usually the whole 38, so it's worth double checking in terms of alcohol intake. Normally, it's not a problem at all. As I say, it takes 2,000 drops to get to a pub measure, so it's an infinitesimally small amount of alcohol. You take.
That's a big word for a Monday.
I've got questions.
Yes, Jan. You may ask.
Question one, you mentioned that there's no risk.
That's
but
right.
Just looking at your little case of tricks here, she's got a wonderful carry case, folks, with lots of different remedies in it. But some of them are nut-based or olive-based.
Right. Yes.
And if
That's
somebody had food intolerances or allergies, might that be a problem?
That's a really good question, actually. In my understanding and in my education and experience, because it's a vibration of the plant,
right.
There's actually no volatile plant matter or compounds within them.
Ah, okay.
So it works in the same way that Reiki does or acupuncture does. So there's no actual nut element in there. It's purely the essence, as in the vibrational healing quality of the plant,
right.
That's in the bottle. And although that sounds a bit kind of, well, how does that work then? it works in the same way that homeopathy can and Reiki can and acupuncture can, in that there's no sort of physical part to that item or treatment, but it stimulates the body
right.
to change its own vibrations and heal itself using that method, really. So it kind of is a catalyst for the body to start working on its own needs. The thing I like about the remedies is that they are so very gentle.
Mm-hmm.
And they will work with you at your own pace.
Right.
So that's the thing that I find. They're just so easy to use. If you pick the wrong remedy, it just means that nothing will happen. That's nice to know, isn't it? Yeah.
Which is the premise of homeopathy.
Yes.
Isn't it? That if you take something and your body doesn't need it.
And the body naturally then says, I'll get through it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And maybe not even speak properly. Yes. What have you put in my water, Jan? It's working.
And then my next question. Sorry.
Yes. You may have. I've taken a picture of those. They're marvellous.
There's 38, you said, in the range.
That's right.
And if I wander into my local
chemist
supermarket, shop of choice, I doubt I'm going to see all 38.
Exactly right.
So
exactly
what might right. I be missing out on?
In terms of missing out, the most popular ones tend to be the ones that deal with racing thoughts and stress and fears and shyness. So they'll be the ones that feature the most in shops. Other than that, afterwards, the rest you tend to have to buy from places like the Batch Centre or Healing Herbs or online.
Okay.
So sometimes it can get a little bit expensive if you find yourself having to buy sort of 20, 30, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Which is when it can be useful to come and see a practitioner who
because
can say,
you can make it up.
Exactly.
For
I
them.
Can blend the bottle. I spend the hour talking to the person, finding out how they're feeling. And then we then collaborate and choose the remedies that I think fits best. And then we'll see where we go from there. So quite often it can be more cost effective to come and see a practitioner.
Yeah, indeed.
If you're trying to work through quite a bit of stuff, then it can be to keep buying lots of different remedies, unless you're happy to do that, in which case, fantastic.
Mm. And of course, the sort of caveat of buying things online is to be careful you're buying the right thing and not just a jug of water that somebody's decided to label and
the
copyright and the sort of the fraud side of things, which is a risk with online. But of course, it does make us feel wonderful.
Yeah.
And I have a track that you asked me to play.
I'm
going to play it, but I'm going to ask you then why you chose this track.
Okay.
Because I hadn't heard it before. So you may have heard it, listener, and it's Wonderful by Gary Goh. Go, Gary.
The person that you were has died. You've lost the sparkle in your eyes. You fell for life into its traps. Now you want to bridge the gaps. Now you want to bridge the gaps. Now you want that person back. And all your ammunition's gone. Run out of fuel to carry on. You don't know what you I am.
On average, two people over 65 die in a house fire every week. Please test their smoke alarms regularly. Fire kills. You can prevent it.
Channel Radio.
I'm feeling wonderful. Are you feeling wonderful, listener? Listening to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk with my marvellous co-presenter Jan Mulligan and, of course, the wonderful guest this afternoon, Sasha McDonald. So we're really pulling all this information out of your head, Sasha, and I appreciate we are running fast out of time and we may not cover absolutely everything.
No,
needless to say, anything we don't get to, if there's any questions on Twitter, you will answer those we'll tell you people your Twitter handle. And of course, our Facebook page, we can post any further information on there. That song you chose.
Yes.
For two reasons, I understand.
Yes, I think the first thing, when I was looking for a song for the show, that leapt out at me because it is a bit of a personal anthem of mine. But also it
because you're wonderful.
Why, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I shall pay you later. I think it was very much about, often people will come to me feeling very much about how they feel in the lyrics of that song. And it was the lyrics particularly that drew me to that song. And I, having been there myself within that song, I completely and utterly understand when people have been through a similar thing.
Yeah, sure.
So for me, it kind of explained rather well that when you first realise you're in need of the remedies, it can feel that you've just completely got stuck. You've lost your mojo. You don't even know who you are anymore. Mm. And you barely know where to begin. You may have gone through a lot of other options and come to dead ends. Mm. And the remedies aren't that well known. A few people are aware of them, but they're gaining in popularity gradually. But it's trying to get the awareness that they exist out there. Mm. So for me, the song was very much about saying, I understand how it feels to be at rock bottom,
which I think makes a great specialist, coach, counsellor, helper, whatever words you want to use, listener. I think that somebody that can empathise yet still remain outside of your pain, in the sense, because an outsider looking in can then offer that help and support.
Exactly.
But it's also that you've got an element of, I do understand to a degree.
Exactly.
And you can then, you know, that there's that hook to then guide them into offering options for them to choose.
Exactly. And the thing that I specialise in most of all is non-judgmental approach.
That's
and
mindfulness attitude. Thank you. Well done. Gold Star Award to Sasha now.
Oh, wow.
It's Monday. It's non-judgmental Monday.
It is non-judging today. Yes.
Oh, is it? Oh, wow. It's meant to be then.
Oh.
But absolutely.
Our work here is done.
I come from a counselling training background, plus the coaching, and I take very, very seriously things like confidentiality, non-judgmentalism, and providing a really safe space for somebody to come and be themselves in for a short space of time in their life and actually figure out, where am I? Who am I? How do I actually
feel? And it's very important.
It is.
Very
important. It's so precious.
And on that note, we also try to ensure our listeners have an understanding that it's not something that you just read a book and you have now got this element of, oh yeah, we just, you know, blend a couple of bits of water and a couple of flowers, you know, daisies out my garden. You do actually, you've been through a qualification process to do this and to actually give people this knowledge, this awareness.
Yes, I have. It's taken me 3 years. The strange thing is, like usual with the qualifications and all things like that, you don't actually have to be qualified to call yourself a batch flower therapist.
Really?
Yes, because you can't necessarily do harm with them. It means that, you know, you don't necessarily have to study. I personally choose to study in every field that I offer therapy in, personally. That's just my way.
I like that. That's ticked a box.
I think I take it seriously.
We like that.
So, yeah, exactly. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
So, yes, I've trained with the Batch Centre themselves in Oxfordshire, which is the last resting place and the last working place of Dr. Batch himself.
So it is a person.
He does exist. He did exist.
It's named after somebody.
It is. Dr. Edward Batch, who was originally called Dr. Edward Bache because he came from Wales. But his colleagues, he was a Harley Street doctor and a surgeon. But his colleagues couldn't cope with how to pronounce his name for some reason. So it got shortened to Batch. And it stuck.
Not Batch
or Bar. Although it doesn't really matter. But that's just what we're taught to say is Batch. So, yes, he was a Harley Street doctor, a surgeon, and realised that he was only treating symptoms and not getting full results. So he went down the homeopathic route, studied homeopathy and bacteriology and vaccines, and discovered that there was an even better way than for him than homeopathy. Mm. I mean, they're all equal, really. And he discovered that he was a very gifted healer, so he found this connection with plants and healing.
Mm.
And realised that he could find plants that were non-toxic and mainly from Britain that could work with people's emotions and therefore help their healing process that way.
Yes.
And do it via liquid tinctures. So people that can't take tablets or find needles difficult.
Which is quite a big thing, isn't it?
It is. Yes. It can be.
Yeah. My mum suffers terribly. Oh. It can be a tiny thing, but she's like, oh, elephant pill.
Yeah,
I'm going to try and swallow it. And so, yes, just having a liquid.
Yes.
Just remind me, you may have said it, but I could have been off on my planet because, you know, my Martians are calling me back in 15 minutes time.
Okay.
So do you just drink it straight or can you dilute it into a cup of tea or some water?
The answer is yes to everything with that.
Okay.
They're so flexible. You can take them straight, neat, as a single remedy from a bottle you can buy on the shelf.
Uh-huh.
You can take them as a mixed bottle with a treatment bottle, again, directly on the tongue.
Right.
You can put them into tea, coffee, fizzy drinks, water, food, if you'd like to. There's no right or wrong. And some people who can't take in food or water put them on their skin. So it won't be quite as effective, but it does absorb through the skin. So it's very useful in that
And again,
form.
No allergic reactions? Potential?
No, not really. Unless you have a known allergy to alcohol or to any of the preservant, the
right.
preservative that's
gonna
used,
be the key.
That's the only thing. So it would be either the cider vinegar, the alcohol or glycerin. If you have a problem with those, then there's a way around it.
And
but do
the bottles label what the ingredients are?
Yes, I think they do.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I'm fairly certain.
And also, you may or may not know, but I'm thinking flowers. So I'm thinking hay fever, allergy. Would there be any? Oh, I can't have that one because that flower I'm allergic to. Would they?
Not as
know.
Far
would
as we're aware.
That?
No, because it's because
people
there's
allergic
no...
to roses or lilies or. I don't
well,
know.
It's true. I mean, it is an issue. It's a good question.
Oh, thank you.
Because there's no actual plant compound or material within left in the bottle.
Right. So there's no bits of
exactly,
flower petal.
Exactly.
Or...
No.
Okay.
No greenery crammed in there somewhere. It really is a case of it's the vibrational essence and the healing essence of the plant that's left, that's filtered out and left in the water.
Right. Right. So physically, I'm looking at a clear bottle of water. Really.
Yes. Exactly. But so it looks as though it's just water, but actually it's fairly...
And how many... I'm getting into detail, Jan. Do you like it? Is that I'm getting into how many drops, how
right.
often?
Well,
is it a course of treatment over so many months, weeks, hours, seconds?
Again, it can be flexible because if you wake up one morning, normally you're very cheerful, chirpy, very happy.
She's pointing to me, listener.
Very calm, very...
Now she's pointing to me.
And if you wake up feeling not yourself, out of sorts, like grumpy or stressed. Or,
never.
Exactly. Well, I think you'll be fine, actually. I don't think you need this at all. Then you can use a mood remedy. And a mood remedy is just something that...
I'm liking it.
That's definitely Australian bush flowers, actually. You should. I might sort of point you in their direction. Yes, I think actually the best thing with mood remedies, you can just take one or two drops from one or two remedy bottles
right.
in a cup of tea, in a cup of coffee, in a glass of water, and your mood will lift within half an hour,
That quick?
Yeah, it's that quick. But it's very gentle and it's very natural.
Yes,
so there's no worries of side
bing.
Effects. Exactly.
Yes.
There's no. It's not like Red Bull. It's not like
oh,
caffeine.
Oh, no, no. We wouldn't encourage that anyway. Yeah. Good grief, no.
So,
fizzy drinks?
Whatever floats your boat, you
yes.
can use them in. And so that's the mood remedy. And okay. then in terms of if you felt that this was happening on a regular basis, or if you thought that there was something you haven't been dealing with and you feel you ought to, or you've got to that point where you're ready, then you can make yourself up or go and see someone that can make yourself a treatment bottle, which is for longer term treatment.
Okay.
Usually the first treatment bottle will last about 3 weeks.
Right.
And the dosage is 4 drops.
Yes.
From a treatment bottle on the tongue.
Yes, I'm listening. Yes.
4 times a day.
So 4 drops, 4 times a day.
4 by 4.
Four by
which
four.
Which is your idea
Land Rover.
Yes.
She feeds the lions. Jan, it wasn't me. It was her.
It's that double act you've got going here.
I'm afraid so. Sorry,
Jan. If you are going to allow me, I'm going to move one of our tracks because I would like to carry on speaking. I think we're in a role here, and I'd rather get all this information from Sasha. Because one of the things, you talked about blends, but something you mentioned earlier to me off air was about this sort of myth about pre-blends.
Yes, it is a bit of an issue in the remedy world. There's become a fashion for pre-blends, particularly on chemist shelves and supermarket shelves. And you'll see them, they're next to the rescue remedies usually, and you'll see them called emotional eating or rescue remedy night on all kinds of different things. Oh. And although people will say, well, isn't rescue remedy a blend in itself? Absolutely, yes, it is. And it was designed by Dr. Batch as a kind of a first aid kit for people in crisis mode,
right,
who wouldn't have a chance to choose what ones they'd need. They just need something just to cover to everything about calming down and coping,
right,
with a real crisis or a shock, massive shock. So it's the only blend that he put together, which was for when people have really had a massive shock, massive trauma, and really needed help. And it's called rescue remedy for that reason, is that rescuing from trauma or a crisis. So what Nelson's realised, and Nelson's are the ones that are the most famous or well-known people that bottle the remedies.
Yes.
They thought, well, if rescue remedy sells so very well, why don't we put together something for emotional eating or for people who can't sleep? Which is fantastic, until you realise that the way the remedies work is that every person that comes to me that can't sleep will feel differently about it.
Mm. Of course.
So if someone comes to me and says, I cannot sleep, I haven't been able to sleep for the last 6 weeks. Mm. Okay, well, how are you feeling? What's going on? How are you feeling about the fact that you can't sleep?
Mm.
And how they respond to that says, in that case, this is the remedies that will probably help you the most. What do you think? Are you happy with that? Great, let's put it together.
So you're much more the bespoke.
It's all about tailoring to that person. Because if you grab one off the shelf that says, oh, I'm an emotional eater, or I've got insomnia, if you're really lucky, it will just happen to be the remedies that you need. If, like most of the people, it's not all the remedies you need, then it won't work for you.
And of course, then they're going to stereotype or generalise that, oh, they don't work.
Exactly. Mm. And it's so frustrating because they do work.
Yeah.
And I've got great evidence to show that they work. There's a lot of scientific studies being done into them at the moment for that reason.
Good.
And it's frustrating because things like emotional eating, there will be so many reasons and how people feel differently about eating and why they're eating the way they are, that not one particular blend will work for everybody.
No.
So it's really important that, by all means, try them if you want to, but if they don't work, don't think that they're all as bad as that. You know, they do work, but it might be that you need different remedies.
Now, coming back to that point about it's really you sort of having that discussion with your client.
Mm.
If we come into that contact point then of how do you cover all of the globe, or are you just within a particular area for our listeners?
I personally, my preference is to work face to face. So therefore I cover most of south of London, occasionally north of London, and Kent. So
all of Kent?
Yes.
Large place. Kent.
It is a large place. Yes, it really is a large place. But
do you go to their homes, or is it out of various clinics?
I can go to their homes if they're not able to travel.
Right.
But ideally, coming to see me in a clinic would be the best way for both of us, because then the person that's coming to see me isn't distracted by anything going on in their home, and they can really focus in on themselves. And that's what's important, as much as anything else. At the moment, I've got clinics in Faversham.
Are you able to name the clinic?
I am, if you're happy with that. One is the Inner Goddess in Faversham.
Ah, that's where Martin Fever is.
And Tim Box also.
And Tim Box.
Yes.
No, Tim Box is who I meant, But I'll talk about Martin Fever as well, because he's been on our show. And he's on my sheet to talk about his event. But anyway, I digress.
There's lots of lovely
therapists. So, yes, the Inner Goddess.
There. Yeah, the Inner Goddess. And Soul Solutions, which is also in Faversham, bizarrely.
Yes.
Yeah, so I work from both of those places.
Uh-huh.
And I am actually looking for clinics across Kent now, in various places like Maidstone, Tunbridge Wells,
great,
Ashford, that kind of thing.
So if any listener out there knows of any clinic, or if you are a clinic, either way, get in touch with either Sasha directly, which we will cover your details in just a few seconds, But also, if you forget or haven't got the details, then come through Who Cares Wins and Lovely. We'll put you in touch. Definitely.
Please. Thank you.
Brilliant. How long is a session? And am I charged for a one-off session or am I charged for the, is it like a package? How does it work?
Usually, because everyone's different, I recommend that people come and see me. The first session is usually up to an hour and a quarter. And that includes me explaining the remedies, how they work, what you can expect from them.
Great.
Plus talking about how you're feeling, plus putting together a treatment bottle. So the first session is that. And then about 2 to 3 weeks' time is the next follow-up session.
So the first session is, do I pay you as a one-off on that session?
Yes, you
yeah,
do.
And how, are you able to tell me how much
yeah,
that is? Yeah,
that's
is it pin,
£40 for the first one. And that in, that's
£40?
£40. And
that's
that
fantastic.
Includes the bottle.
Yeah. And the bottle as well?
Yes. 3 weeks' worth of treatment afterwards included.
Wow.
Yeah. So
amazing. Listener, you need to get hold of her now. And then, yes, sorry, yes. The follow-up?
Yep, the follow-up is in about 3 weeks' time. Uh-huh. And that's around about 45 minutes. And then we check to see whether you need fresh remedies, a yeah. tweak of the remedies. And again, that's 35. And that includes a remedy bottle as well for your next 3 weeks.
Right.
And so I recommend that people come and see me for 3 sessions to begin with, because it can take a while to sort of figure out how you're finding the process and
yeah, sure.
what's changing.
Yeah.
And then we can sort of take it from there, really. So I suggest 3 sessions to begin with to get you really up and running. And then it's per session after that. You can
Brilliant.
Book. So
I and need to get your details out there because we are fast running out of time. Okay. And we could, as with all our guests, carry on for 6 hours.
Yes.
Maybe we need a whole day's show. We'll talk to Paul Andrews about that. Sasha, how can people get hold of you? What's the best way?
The best way, if you prefer to email, then I'm on Sasha, S-A-S-H-A,
uh-huh.
at sashamacdonald.com.
And that's M-A-C, isn't it?
That's
MacDonald, not as in some strange MC. Outlet that sells some strange edible
Product
things. Yes.
So that's my email, sasha@sashamacdonald.com. Or you can ring me on 07549-030-711.
Great.
So I do also have a landline number, but that is at home and that's Skype. So I
we'll
didn't bring that
yeah,
in
that's
so much.
Special number.
That's
we'll post
website.
Those on our Facebook yeah, web, Facebook page as well, and we'll through the LinkedIn group. And I also need to highlight, I did talk about Martin Fever. There was a valid reason that he is doing a 2014 Vision Board workshop on the 11th of January. It is up in London. So if you go onto his website, themindbodyconnection.co.uk/workshops, you'll see the first title there, all the information. It's only £47 per person for a whole day, and you can do this wonderful vision board, which is a great fun activity. I've used it with my clients, all about 2014 and the year ahead. So we've had him on our show, you've heard his great approach, so do have a look there. And we have literally about 3 minutes left, Jan, but you've got some interesting activities.
I have a couple of events coming up. This Sunday, the 15th, there's a taster session for wheelchair rugby.
Oh, wicked!
You saw it at the Olympics. Brilliant sport. It's being held at the Simon Langton School in Canterbury. It's going to be run by Steve Brown, GB wheelchair rugby captain. Contact Jonathan Marsh on 01795 531 949. We'll
and
post
we'll put
those
that
details.
On Facebook as well.
And very quickly, in January, 24th, 25th of January, there's a TFT tapping training event run by Abbey Place Clinic. The website,
who've been tweeting, I noticed. Hello,
the
Abbey Place Clinic.
Website tft-training.com. More information there. That's in
brilliant.
January.
So if you follow us, you'll be seeing that Abbey Place have been tweeting. So hello, Marcia, and all the marvellous people there. It just brings me to a close, and to thank you, Sasha, for joining us in the studio today and to really allow us to pick your brains.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And to
me.
Get us to really explain what these batch flower remedies are and how they work. And we will post that information on our Facebook page. Please feel free to add, if we get things wrong, to add any more detail to that if I go off on one, which I do anyway. And before we disappear, I'd like to congratulate everyone for next week. It's our last live show before we start looking at end of year and Christmas. said it again. And of course, next week's show, we have another wonderful guest.
We do,
Jan,
indeed.
You've got somebody coming in.
Have Simon Drury from The Art of Reinvention. Simon,
brilliant.
We're talking about preparing for change in terms of career. career, transition, redundancy, retirement, and the topic is why personal significance beyond corporate life. Fascinating topic.
Tune in next week, 3 o'clock, Monday. If you want to listen to this show, it's on the Listen Again. And, of course, it's repeated on Thursday at 12 o'clock on channelradio.co.uk. Even toes. And we are going to go off and have some pictures. And you all have a good week. And we'll speak to you next week. Take
good
care,
week,
everyone.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Sasha.
Bye.
I want a Christmas like the Christmas in the cake shop window.